Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of A Place Called Morning by Anne Tatlock, narrated by Barbara Caruso. This book is copyrighted 1998 by Anne Tatlock. This recording is copyrighted 1999 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. And now, A Place Called Morning.
Prologue, 1977. It had happened on an ordinary day, the first minutes and hours of which offered no suggestion that when the day was finished, it would not be lost to memory like so many others, one small forgotten link in a chain of years. The morning had simply followed the pattern of her daily routine, beginning with her awakening before dawn, stretching her stiff limbs between a set of floral-patterned sheets, and giving herself over to a generous yawn. That done, she sat up and let her legs drop over the side of the bed. In the still dark room, she searched the throw rug with her bare feet, then wiggled her toes into a pair of open-heeled slippers. She groped with one hand toward the foot of the bed, and finding what she was after, slipped a green quilted robe over her pink cotton nightgown. Leaving the rumpled bed behind, she trekked across the creaking hardwood floor, the soles of her slippers swishing against the wood as she shuffled sleepily toward the bathroom. Just as she crossed the threshold, the automatic coffee maker in the kitchen began to sigh, and the scent of French roast drifted between the rooms in the large turn-of-the-century house on Humboldt Avenue. It would be another half hour before she got to it, but she liked to find a full pot of coffee waiting for her when she entered the kitchen for breakfast. She switched on the bathroom light and twisted the hot and cold faucets in the shower. The water pipes groaned, and after a moment the shower head reluctantly spat water into the tub. She removed her robe and nightgown and hung them on a hook on the back of the door. Tucking her hair into a shower cap and leaving the slippers on the bath mat, she stepped into the invigorating surge of warm water. "Make me know thy ways, O Lord." Her lips moved, but there was no sound. It was as habitual as the fluttering of her eyelids at 5 o'clock, this prayer from the Psalms. It had followed her through childhood and adolescence into young adulthood and middle age. "Teach me thy paths." There was more, but she paused as an image from the previous day interrupted her thoughts. "I know it all by heart now, Mother May," the little boy in the hospital bed had announced. "You want to hear it?" "I sure do, Alfie." She gently sat down beside him on the bed and took his hand. His clear blue eyes were the only childlike feature of his worn and ashen face. Beneath his lower lids hung dark and heavy half-moons, and the crown of his head was as smooth and hairless as an old man's. "The Lord is my shepherd," he began, and as he recited the 23rd Psalm, she struggled to hold back the tears. She had been visiting the children's hospital for years, had long been known as Mother May to staff and patients alike. But she had never become inured to seeing the little ones suffer, and sometimes die. It was the hope that she could bring them some comfort and joy that brought her back to the hospital week after week. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me." "He's only 8 years old," she had thought. "If only you would spare him, Lord. He's hardly begun to live. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." He looked up at her and smiled. "That's wonderful, Alfie," she congratulated him. "You said it all exactly right." "Yeah, I finally got it," Alfie remarked. "After saying it about a million times, I had to ask my mom about the 'he restores my soul' part. I didn't really understand it, but I guess I do now." "And what did your mother say?" "She said it means I might not get fixed up on the outside, but God will make sure I'm always all right on the inside." "That's right, Alfie. Our true self, what's inside of us, is always..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?